Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And that Texit Coin today, October 1st, 2025, is sitting right at $4.94 USD. I tell you, they're out there hashing at about 400 gigahashes per second with that mining operation out there in the great state of Texas. And they have signed up 34,391 people to take part and participate in that mining. If you want to get in on this and get a mind share yourself so you're not left behind, you want to get a seat on this rocket before it takes off, because once it's gone, it's gone. Be sure to send an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's T-E-X-I-T-M-I-N-E-S @gmail.com. Include that word palm, P-A-L-M, in the subject line to make sure to get that discount. But go ahead and send that email and they'll get back with you and give you lots of information so you can get in on this Texit Coin. All right, folks, enjoy the show.
Hello there and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are grateful to be here with y'all again today in studio. A little breezy in the studio this morning, Douglas, Dr.
Woo!
Barlow.
I like it.
I'm right here, as always, right beside Professor Barlow this morning. How you doing?
Great. Wound up tight as a guitar string today, I'm telling you.
But boys, I've drank four cups of coffee.
In this big old Texit Coin cup.
I got this Texit Coin mug. I tell you, my coffee tastes better in this Texit Coin mug,
and it gets better over time. Just like that Texit Coin, right?
And you know, I can tell it's fall, Douglas. You know, it's officially fall because look what just fell in the yard here. Some of the people listening on audio, if they're from Florida, they know what that sound is.
They know what that rustle is. There's nothing like it.
So it's fall officially in Florida.
Nothing like a pine rustle or a palm frond rustle, absolutely.
You know, it's just, I tell you, it was an act of God, because as soon as we got set up here in studio, that fell from the palm tree
things,
in the front yard.
As soon as we get started, things usually do go wrong on the podcast, you know. Which kind of reminds me, we really need your support to continue to bring you this podcast at this level. If you go to our homepage, palmandpine.net, you'll see no fewer than 6 or 7 ways you can participate. There's the Buy Me a Coffee link. It's a trusted organization. We've used our credit cards on it. You can buy the Palm and Pine gear there from the website. Support the podcast that way. There's a link to Patreon where you can become a paid member, and at the same time, you'll be registering for our Three-Eyed Atlas drawing in early December when you do that. And you can also donate crypto now to the podcast. There's a link for that, and there are 4 or 5 different cryptocurrencies you can use to contribute to the podcast.
And could I go as far as to say, Dr. Barlow, that any interaction with us, whether you reach out, you give us a smiley face, a review.
Right. There's so many ways.
Any way you reach out is going to get you a chance in the raffle.
Absolutely. Like
we will enter you into the raffle.
Right. And so, also on our page, palmpine.net, you'll see a link or you'll see a description of our sponsor, Texit Coin, and you'll see an email for Maestro Horton if you want to buy one of those mine shares. You need to get in now. They've only, as I understand, sold 12% of what they're going to sell. So it's still a grand opportunity, a good crypto opportunity, we think, in our opinion. And all that is on our page, palmandpine.net. And we'll also, there's a new thing there. We're doing live streams on pump.fun now. Mm-hmm. And you can buy our meme coin there, our Palm Pine meme coin, and maybe make some money with that as the price goes up. But if we're doing a live stream, like for the raffle in early December, we'll put an advertisement for that, letting you know it's coming a day or two in advance on the website, kind of at the top. Hey, we're doing a live stream tomorrow, and we might do other live streams like we did for the fall equinox, and we put it there. Hey, live stream tomorrow at 2, we'll be putting it on the website.
So what you're saying, Douglas, is basically that website is the hub, and if
it's
they go
the
there, go to palmandpine.net, they'll see those announcements.
Right.
Right. And be sure to know. Now, we'll throw some of that same announcements on our social media, Instagram. But yeah, that website's really the hub. I tell you, you know, we got Halloween coming. We had a great interview with Al Howard.
Right.
And, you know, he did all those scary movies. So that episode is up.
It is up.
Part one and part two are available.
Part one is already a hit. It's already getting a lot of listens. And, you know, I got my 3i Atlas mug already for Halloween. Mm-hmm. We have a limited number of these, and you can get them from the Palm and Pine store.
Link on the website.
A beautiful picture of the mug there on the website.
And I tell you, we're going to do some live streams in the field. We're going to go to some scary places.
Absolutely. It's very scary out there.
We are men of science. We are not afraid. We are not afraid to get out into some scary
You get
scary
past
things.
The hard road. You get up to the hard road and it starts to get scary, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to get past the hard road on some of these live streams. And it will be not only, it'll also be a technical challenge with some of these locations. I hope we can live stream. Some of these places are going to be real remote that we're going.
But it's all going to fit
into the Halloween theme, coming up.
Yeah, leading us up to that 3i Atlas drawing in early December. So when that third eye opens and it's a mothership or whatever it is. And I have heard some other details about it from the Night Shadows podcast with Larry Taylor.
Yeah.
He says it has changed trajectory and they've never seen anything like it.
Oh, shoot. It was going one way now.
Right. It is not behaving like a comet or anything they've seen.
Goodness.
So not only does it have an anti-tail, it has changed trajectory a little bit.
It's got that forward tail. It's got like something sticking out the front.
Usually things have one tail. So be ready for that. We're looking forward to it. Early December, all kind of good things are happening.
That thing might have transitioned. That might have been, one of them transitioners. And now it's pointing out the front.
Right.
So yeah, that thing, boy, I tell you, it's something else coming across there. And I tell you what else is weird about it, it's in the plane of all the orbits of the planets.
That's right. Like it's been here before.
What are the odds of that
but
happening?
They also say it hasn't been here before. It's just coming through a lifetime of the universe. I don't know, it's a coming, and we're going to be here for it, and we're going to have that live stream. You will not want to miss it. And let's remind everybody, not only are we going to have a free raffle for the Texit coin, an undisclosed amount, we're going to have a raffle for a number of items from the Palm and Pine podcast store.
Right from the
merch. Some hats, some mugs, and who knows what else.
That's right.
So there'll be three, maybe four of these free raffles.
I'm going to talk to Maestro Horton, because I love this cup, and see if he can throw in one of these on the raffle, too.
Well, you're not getting mine.
No. I got that dildo, that armadillo. Mine's got that.
Now,
I think
we got listeners from the villages.
They might
be over up in here now.
That armadillo, I think that's the state animal of Texas, that armadillo right there.
Oh, okay. Now we are blessed with them. Thanks, Texas.
We got no shortage of dildos here in Florida.
Y'all had to build that bridge. Y'all had to go and build that bridge over there.
No shortage of them daggum things.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Hey, you know, it's been a while, Professor Barlow, since I've stumped the professor with a riddle. And I've got one today.
You have never stumped the professor.
Well, that's how long it's been. It's been since 2i Atlas came by. Now we got 3i Atlas. That happens once every millennium.
Oh, yeah. Well, that will give me extra mental energy.
Yes.
The 3i Atlas in orbit, hyperbolic orbit.
Go ahead and start ciphering.
I am ready.
And I'm going to throw this at you.
I am ready. Okay.
Now, Douglas, do you know what happened on this day?
Okay.
In 1965. Now, you ought to be familiar with that. You were alive then.
A lot happened in those years, y'all.
You were alive. So, folks,
for everybody listening
out there, we're talking about today is October 2nd. Okay,
Gulf of Tonkin incident.
October 2nd, 1965. Gulf of Tonkin. Wrong answer. I'll add in the sound effect, but wrong answer.
First Cavalry was over there fighting in a Vietnam famous battle about that time.
It's not We Were Soldiers. It's not We Were Soldiers. But that's another good. That's another. Now I'm gonna give you a clue.
You can see what's on my mind.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you. Yeah,
because this show, as you'll see with my news story, it's a little bit about fighting.
Well, we're headed to World War III if it hadn't started already. But
we're funding it.
Let me give you.
Okay.
Let me give you some more clues.
Okay,
that's
I need
tough.
Another clue. That's
yeah, I can't
a lot
just,
what's going on.
Yeah,
then.
I can't
right,
just
right,
tell you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So this actual occurrence was in Gainesville.
Okay.
And it was at the University of Florida.
The Gainesville Five. Cut up.
No, or the nine,
or whatever they were. Right. You know, those hippies they had.
Let me lay this out for you.
Okay.
In Gainesville today, it was extremely hot and humid.
Yeah.
Unlike, we're actually pretty nice here today.
Yeah.
And Florida was in a football game where they held off fifth-ranked LSU for a 14-7 victory.
Okay.
But that's not the historical thing, but it happened at that game. What helped the Gators win that game, Doug? 105-degree heat.
Was it the first time that old Two-Bits was there?
No. 105-degree heat. We had an edge.
Oh, we invented Gatorade.
Yeah. All right.
Now, that's the story. That's the lore, anyway.
University of Florida. Florida professor, researcher, Robert Cade. That was his name, Robert Cade.
Right.
Now the players, they nicknamed it Cade's Cola. That's what they called it right there at first.
Right,
you know, obviously it would be changed to Gatorade. And
do you know
right now, Douglas, 60 years later, that's how old, you know how old
Right,
right now today, 12 million bottles are chugged every day.
Right, it's good
every
stuff.
Day.
It's got them electrolytes.
Yeah, every day. But they credit that with winning that game.
That one day, but now everybody's got it. So.
Now, now we can't win a daggum thing.
So it's all over. But they put that G on it now. I didn't like that. They put that G on it and took the Gator off the label.
It's just a G.
It's just a G. Yeah,
well, there you go. That's why.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, you could get lemon, lime, and orange. That's all you could get. Now you can get it blue. Pink,
all
fluorescent
kind of color.
Green.
And it was in a glass bottle.
It was in a glass
with
bottle.
With a big old mouth.
Yes.
You could just guzzle that.
Yeah,
drinker.
It was wonderful stuff. Yes.
Yep.
A lot of the stuff was in glass back in those days.
Well, hey, we're grateful. Grateful for that right
there. Yeah, that was one thing they did good. So.
Yeah. I don't know what they've done since then, but they graduated us.
Yeah. So, you know. That was a big mistake. So.
Oh, man. Well, you got anything else, Doug, or should
we? Man, I have an exciting news story that I cannot wait to get to.
Okay.
I'm telling
you. Let's roll right in. Let's roll right into the in-depth analysis in our Palm and Pine newscast right now.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What has Press Secretary Kaylee thanks for that.
All right, Dr. Barlow, what have you got going on out
now,
there?
Now, Steve, you remember we talked about the two little rathscallions that tore up their school library so bad it scared the officers when they came in?
Yeah.
Because they thought they were dealing with something that went where it wanted to go, you know, because.
Right.
Florida man don't need no library.
They don't hold. Yeah, this ain't Boston. This ain't Boston down here. That's not something we hold as a treasured place.
Right. They thought there was some witchcraft up in there, so they got rid of it. Well, you know, we did some pretty wild things in school.
Well, we did.
In school.
Right.
Some other people did.
Let's
put it that way.
Yeah,
and,
present company excluded. Right.
But nothing that we did will match with this story that I have today. So I'll just read the headline, and this was from Lake Wells, I do believe.
Okay.
And recently in September, it's good and hot, that semester has started, and Florida High School Fight sends 32 people to four different hospitals.
Oh, my gosh. That's a throwdown right there. Now, you got some people going windmill.
Right.
You know, when you get that windmill going.
Right. They did get jiggy with it, and they had to call in the police. And then it got worse because they used that pepper spray and tear gas up on them in there.
I tell you, I remember a throwdown similar to that when I was in elementary school here at Chiefland, and it was two black girls.
Right.
And both of them went windmill, and about 9 people got hurt. You know what I mean? Because once they break into that windmill, right, and it starts going, a lot of non-targets get hit.
But you maybe sent 9 people to one hospital.
Right,
so
right.
Here they sent 32 people.
They didn't send us to the hospital.
No.
Right.
You sent 9 people to no hospital, 32 people to four Good hospitals. Gracious. And this happened in Palm Beach County. Fire and Rescue was called, and they said they had a mass casualty event to go to. They were called to the school at 12:30, and this was Lake Worth Beach, Florida. But I thought it was interesting what the principal said. Alina Valana, the principal, said in the statement that after they cleared everything up and campus was secure, she said, instruction continued as normal before being dismissed as scheduled. So they went back to their normal instruction. And I was wondering,
I had fewer students.
What is their normal instruction there, Steve? Is it jujitsu?
Is it kung fu
they're teaching up in there? Because if they did, their instruction is paying off very well.
Grasshopper.
You have been very successful. Yeah. 32 people to four hospitals.
Yeah.
But if they're giving classes on how to be decent citizens and behave and be responsible, they might want to reevaluate them instructions
and not just
commence back with it. Because I don't think the instructions have been paying off in your school.
Yeah, if this was a martial arts school, I can kind of understand what's going on around there.
Well, you know, when we were kids, we were crazy about that Asian stuff, that jiu-jitsu, that judo, that kung fu. Mm-hmm. We knew about fighting. But they had systems for better fighting.
So we
were just happy to learn about that. It was a big thing. We weren't interested in a Chinese restaurant, but we were very interested. Hey, you got a system to fight better. Bring it on. We want to know about that. So,
yeah.
You know, we were into that judo and that kung fu. But
the karate.
I don't know. Maybe that's what they were teaching there, and it got a little out of hand, the jiu-jitsu class.
And then they came up with that taekwondo.
Yeah.
Remember that? We were about teenagers.
We just ate it up, you know. The Asians had a system for fighting better. I mean, you cannot get over that. You cannot beat that. So that was in Lake Worth, and so they have cleared it up. Lake Wells, they had tear gas. They had pepper spray.
Oh,
32
my gosh.
People to four hospitals, and that happened this September. And, you know, maybe we need to reevaluate the instruction or maybe
at our
even
public schools.
Maybe even, you know, compulsory consolidated grade schools. Maybe we should reevaluate that. Maybe that's not working. I don't know. But
they had
a bad day.
You know, we got that guy
at this school.
We got that guy, Secretary Hegseth, now in charge of the military.
Yeah.
Maybe there ought to be a thing where they just automatically recruit all them.
There you go. I mean,
yeah, there you go. Just feed them right into the military.
They put 32 people. He'd love somebody to put 32 enemy troops in four hospitals.
They've already demonstrated. Yeah. They've already demonstrated good technique and fighting capability. I think Hegseth, you know, he could get rid of one fat general and bring in them 32.
Bring in them 32 for the same amount whoever of money. It was. Now, I think it wasn't just the kids. I think some of the responders and the faculty went down with them.
Probably when they released all that pepper spray.
Well, it's like in the last podcast, we told you the fire department is bringing certain things with them. See, that sheriff's department, Palm Beach, they're bringing certain things with them when they come out to your fight.
When they roll in there and the call has already been, you know, told to them mass casualty
event.
They rolling in hot. They're going to pop that canisters. They're going to pop them canisters. And no matter what.
Yeah, so they learned the hard way that day, you know. So the principal had to send out a statement and, you know, we don't tolerate this stuff. We're going to tone it down. Continue with instruction, whatever that instruction is. I don't know.
Back in the day, Douglas, when we were younger, I used to think of Lake Wells as a very pleasant area, right? You had Cypress Gardens not far away, you know. you know what I'm saying? That real nice little, just a very scenic, calm, quiet area around Lake Wells.
Well, they had an eventful day there. This was September 18th, recently, this year, you know. So you're hearing it on the Palm and Pine newscast. You're not hearing it anywhere else.
Now, with our in-depth analysis that we are known for with our delivery of this show, one question I have, Dr. Barlow, and you can ponder on this a bit. You know that we look at any story with those three Lima categories.
Right.
And when we say that, folks, we're a shout out to Dennis
Lima. But see, I don't know here. Was that poor parenting?
Hold with me. We go with those three Lima categories, compliments of Dennis Lima, Seminole County Sheriff, who came up with this concept. Now, here's what I want to ask you on this. Okay. we talk about parents and
yes,
parenting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, in that same category, do we need like a three alpha for teachers and instructors and those folks?
Yeah, there's something else going on there,
yeah.
You know. And it's like I said, it might have been jujitsu lessons and they might wanted
have been,
to.
Might have been. Okay. We don't know. We yeah. don't know. Right, right. But I postulate that we may have to have a Lima 3A. And you know, it could be Sunday school teacher.
You're getting them jujitsu lessons and they get out of control.
Yeah, karate teacher. Karate teacher, jujitsu teacher, sensei,
Lake Wells Middle Jujitsu School.
The sensei.
What do they call it? A dojo of jujitsu.
Yeah. So that might be what's going on there. And folks, I'm going to tell you, it's fall, but we also got two hurricanes doing a dance. They're doing jujitsu
out there in the Atlantic. Yeah, they didn't come in here this year.
They didn't come in here. We're grateful of that.
Absolutely.
But if you hear a lot of wind in the background,
it's a wonderful thing.
You know, I kind of look back for them palm fronds.
In Florida, you never get wind when it's hot.
Right. Been getting it today, nice breeze. Thanks to those two, Imelda and Himelda. I don't know what their names. I can't keep track of all those names.
Yeah. Well, when they gave them just women's names, you could keep track of them.
Right, right.
They had to ruin that.
So had to ruin all that.
You know, here I go misogynizing.
Misogynizing, yeah. Misogynizing. Hey, Douglas, let me break into this,
because
we're going to need some time on mine. Are you finished?
I'm finished with that. You know, okay. The jiu-jitsu class got out of control.
Out of control there.
Yes,
well,
right.
I got a story here. Now, this happened last week.
Okay.
And it's still...
So these are both current hot
current
news
events.
Stories.
That's the kind of breaking coverage
that
we bring to the table
here.
If you are a subscriber on Patreon, you're going to get this show today.
Yeah, you're getting
today.
It even quicker over there.
Right.
Absolutely right.
Right. Just within an hour, I'm going to have this on the Patreon.
Right.
All you other plebs out there, you ain't going to see it for like 3 weeks or listen to it. But hey, it's like 3 or 4 days ago, Douglas.
Okay.
That Amber Alert. Beep, beep, beep,
I got
beep,
it
beep.
On my phone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Missing young man right here in Marion County.
Oh, okay. All right.
And his name's Caden Spite. Caden Spite. Young man, like 17, handsome young man. You know, when this happened, Douglas, let me tell you what kicked it off. He sent this text message to his mom, okay?
Okay.
And it was a fragmented, you know how kids text.
Is this just kind of another school kind of thing? School kid?
Well, kind of, but a 17-year-old. He was at school. He texts his mom. It's like this time of day, you know, middle of the day.
Okay.
Texts his mom. And here's what the text said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, but it basically said, white van, three Hispanic men with gun.
Oh.
And that's it.
Oh.
White van, three Hispanic men and gun. And
okay.
I boom, lost communication. That was it.
Mom's
like, what? What are you talking about? Can't get him.
He wasn't just fooling around on the phone, was he?
Well, you might want to pay attention to this story. Can you imagine, Douglas, a mother getting that message?
Oh.
And then nothing else.
And then conveying that to the sheriff's department.
Immediately, this thing went like a fever on social media.
Okay, right, sure.
I was not even in the state.
Okay,
I was not even in the state.
Okay,
I was seven states away, and my phone starts lighting up.
Okay.
Every freaking page on Facebook about Florida, Instagram, YouTube.
Yes.
It just went on fire. This young man, headed towards Dunellen. I think he mentioned that. He's like, I don't know where we're going. Headed towards Dunellen.
Okay, all right.
So
okay.
You know about
like
where he was.
Like he was in the van with him.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
All right. He saw him. He's with him.
I'm in a van. Three Hispanics, white van. They got a gun.
Okay.
Headed to Dunellen. Headed towards Dunellen.
And then they took his phone. Maybe.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Okay.
Grabbed
right,
his phone.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
so
yeah,
mom
yeah.
can't get him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This
yeah.
goes like wildfire across the whole internet. So it is a show that starts right then. Well, of course, Sheriff's Department gets called immediately.
Uh-huh. Right.
Immediately. You know what they do? they launch every boat, every form of aircraft. Because you can imagine, they have to assume.
They have to assume the worst.
Yeah, they have to assume that, hey, this guy, he's... So they're looking for a white van. They're looking for, you know, these Hispanic guys. Mm-hmm. And they're checking. They're down there at Lebanon Station stopping vans. They stop in Inglis, you know, all over. Levy County launches all their people. They bring in all their officers, right?
Oh, my God.
Like, imagine, Doug, you just got off road duty. Come on back in. We got to go look for Caden. We got to look for this young man.
So that probably cost a little bit of bomb to do all that.
They work into the night.
Oh.
Full shift, right? Everybody on duty. Okay. Everybody on duty. Okay. They are looking everywhere.
Okay.
And here's kind of where this breaks down. And I want to play a video.
Oh, great.
Thing, and I we're going to see how this works, but I'm going to try to play this video.
Class always loved it when they played a film.
Yeah, but a teacher has a film. And that's what we're going to have film time. And it's about 3 minutes. We might not listen to all of it.
Okay.
But rather than me stammer on, let's let the sheriff here in Marion County, Sheriff Woods here, let's let him kind of talk about this. And
hello, Marion County citizens. Sheriff Woods here. I know many of you have been deeply invested into this case of Caden Spate. When you heard the initial alarming information that was being given to us, many of you even joined in to help in any way you could. And I want to commend my deputies and detectives that sprang into action and worked through the night and into the next day on this. In addition, we also had help from around the state and federal agencies. Many people reached out. Now, because of their hard work, the initial details that Caden texted to his family were proven to be false, completely made up. We did find evidence of a single gunshot where Caden left his truck. However, his claims that he had been shot and abducted were quickly disproven. We then learned that he had purchased a bicycle, tent, and camping supplies just prior to him reporting this. Now, I want to make something abundantly clear. Probably many of you are asking, well, why do you diverted so many resources? The truth is, in all cases, we cannot take anything that's done or said lightly. We have to take it as though it was the truth in the beginning. Because heaven forbid, if something just made one little turn and it turned out to be the truth. So, because of this alarming amount of red flags that initially kept going up, we had to continue the investigation. But here's the thing. We had witnesses that contradicted the initial information. Caden simply rode away towards Williston, while the rest of us were left to think the worst, and my team was working in overdrive to solve this case. Now, to continue the ruse, Caden, who had a handgun with him since the beginning of all of this, chose to shoot himself in the leg, causing a non-life-threatening injury just prior to walking out to the roadway where he would be located by citizens of Williston. There is zero chance that Caden's gunshot wound came from any type of an assailant. Now, many of you have asked, will Caden be facing any charges? What about the taxpayers' cost of this large-scale investigation and search? Trust me, it is on my mind. I can tell you those items are not off the table at this point. Right now, we are still processing all of the evidence in this case. I don't want to make any statements on that until we have fully examined it all. Naturally, my detectives had a lot of questions for Caden. However, his parents refused to allow my detectives to speak with him so that we could come to a true final conclusion in all this. Again, thank you, citizens, for your tips and information that you sent in. And when we do have any updated information on this case, I promise you, we will provide it to you.
All right, there you heard it straight from the sheriff right there, Douglas, on that whole case. Now, you know, I left out the part about he'd been shot. but he didn't leave it out. Caden went ahead and took care of that himself.
Now, I wonder what was the motive for that, shooting yourself just to get away for a day.
You know, I think in a young man, there's something in that frontal cortex that hadn't quite, you know, until they're like about 48. It doesn't quite develop, but you know, this was, I tell you, they used his full name, image, and everything because you know, even though he's a minor, you know, he kind of brought this on himself, and
that's just amazing. Yeah, but like what you were talking about earlier, at 17, there were a time that would give you a trip to the U.S. Army,
right?
And
there you
could do some shooting.
Yeah, you know,
disappear in the woods.
He'd be in that red flag week right now. You know, back in our day, you know. Remember how that first 2 weeks they had that, you had that red flag. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that's when them drill sergeants, they worked in shifts. So it was 24 hours a day for that first 2 weeks, you know. That's the way
they'd have a spot for him, you know.
That was basic training back in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Not basic training, you know, a year ago.
Yeah, they'd have a disappearance. It's called missing in action.
They would have worked him over.
Well, that's got to be very frustrating for the Marion County Sheriff's Department,
yeah,
boy.
Just, I tell you, they launched aircraft. They launched boats looking for this kid.
Well, they're very, very patient at getting their comeuppance, He might want to move.
You know, Sheriff Woods told us that.
They're not going to forget it.
Sheriff Woods said it's on his mind.
That elephant mind.
Yeah, I got a feeling that he ain't going to forget it. And I got a feeling it's on the sheriff's mind today. Yeah, definitely.
Well, only in
definitely.
Florida would some old boy shoot himself for
shoot
what appears
himself
to be absolutely nothing.
With his own gun. What is the motivation?
He didn't even get a woman or a drink of liquor out of it.
Yeah, right. Wasn't doing it for a woman. Wasn't doing it for any drugs or liquor or anything. What is the motive? Like even with our in-depth analyst and criminology.
Oh, we need that Dr. Skinner here.
Yeah, we need Dr. Skinner. Where did this come from?
I think that's a poor parenting. I think that's a Lima Category 3, maybe, dear. Your story, maybe.
Well, but I also think there's that Lima Category 2 with the mental.
Mental, you know, yeah, that's a mental going on there, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah,
well, so I guess we can all say we're happy he's safe.
Yeah, I guess. Take a look into what kind of instruction your kids are getting.
You know,
at
if you're
going
to shoot yourself in the leg, you got to be kind of careful with that.
He had been to Lake Wells and got that jujitsu instruction.
He
might have
had
what he'd been taught.
He may have had some anatomy,
popping some caps off.
he may have taken some biology, had some anatomy, and knew not. Okay, I got to miss that femoral artery, like when I shoot, because I will bleed out in 30 seconds if I hit that artery. So I got to be able to walk back out here to the road and then act like, you know, and then to top it off, he blamed it on our fine Hispanic brothers. Right?
You know, they were just looking to do some work.
Just a couple of months ago, Douglas, you and I cranked out that hot Latin American single.
We did. El Bandito Numero Uno.
There you go.
President Trump has stolen our idea.
We had our sombrero.
Yes,
we had our sombrero.
Stolen our idea.
Yeah. Right. Because, you know, the federal government has shut down and now there's sombreros everywhere. I'm going to wear mine today, Douglas, just to remind you.
Yeah, the Mexicans in that van, they were just going to work. That's all they were doing.
They were working. They were working. Yeah, they weren't messing with Caden.
Yeah, apparently this young man doesn't know anything about that. You know, he wouldn't have time for fighting and shooting himself.
No,
you know,
so. No. But, hey, anything else over there, Douglas?
That's enough for me today. I'm going to have to go take a nap.
Okay, watch your Amber Alerts.
I'm going to see Dr. Skinner for a while.
Watch your Amber Alerts. Watch, you know, if you see somebody go windmill, back up.
Yeah,
if they go windmill,
right.
Back up. That jiu-jitsu, back up.
Right.
They're going to be multiple casualties.
Yeah.
But stay out of it.
Yeah.
But, hey, we appreciate it, folks. We will see y'all next time, and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.